Former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz has few kind words for Governor Scott, but was she over the top when she suggested Scott set the state up for the Zika crisis by cutting efforts to battle mosquitoes several years ago? WSF's Steve Newborn ran that one by Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida.
Zika is all over the news lately, with reports of dozens of people infected in Florida by mosquito bites. But there was a bit of a buzz when Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the former National Democratic chair, had this to say about Governor Rick Scott.
For 2011, Rick Scott, in his budget, cut about nearly $1 million from mosquito control.
Well, she went on to say that the state is not as fully prepared for battling Zika if those cuts hadn't happened. Let's dig below the surface of that with PolitiFact's Amy Hollyfield. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So, Amy, her claim isn't quite what it seems, is it?
Right. And there's actually a second part to the claim that she said that you didn't hear there, which was that the governor closed down the state's mosquito research lab a few years ago. Putting those two things together, we rated this claim mostly false. It's true that back when Governor Rick Scott came into office and he was trying to cut down government, he did cut about $1 million out of mosquito control. But that has quickly been replaced in subsequent years to the tune of maybe $13 million that's been invested into it in the state. And then the second half about this mosquito lab, that has to do with a lab that was at FAMU. And it's true that the governor vetoed $500,000 that was supposed to go to that lab in one of his cost-cutting measures when he was trying to shore up the budget. But what's missing here is that that lab had enough money to stay open. It wasn't the governor's choice to shut it down. It was the school's choice to shut it down. They did lose the funding, but they had enough funding to keep it open for two or three more years. But they're the ones at FAMU that went ahead and shut it down.
And there was a subsequent lab that opened up at University of Florida, is that correct?
Correct. And they have gotten some state money, I think also $500,000 in a couple of years. So it's just a misleading attack on the governor to say that he hasn't invested in mosquito control.
All right, next up, cue the ominous music on this political ad.
Carlos Baruff stood by Charlie Crist after he embraced Obama's stimulus. And Baruff even supported Crist after he switched parties and stabbed Republicans in the back.
Whoa, heavy words there from the Florida First Project Super PAC. Amy, let's ignore the stabbing reference and zoom in on the claim that Baruff, the candidate for U.S. Senate from Bradenton, supported Charlie Crist after he left the Republican Party. True, false?
We rated this mostly true. Now, you got to put yourself in a time machine and take yourself back to 2010 when Charlie Crist was in a really rough primary against Marco Rubio for U.S. Senate, looking really alienated as a Republican. It was a really volatile time when Charlie Crist decided to leave the Republican Party as governor of the state of Florida and become a no-party affiliation. Now he's a Democrat, but at the time, he left the Republican Party and just became independent. Okay, Carlos Baruff, at the time, a Bradenton businessman, had been a beneficiary of Charlie Crist's as governor. He'd been appointed to three boards by the governor, and he had given the maximum contribution to Crist's Senate race against Rubio.
This is when he was a Republican, though, right?
Absolutely. Okay, so in April of 2010 is when Charlie Crist left the Republican Party, becomes an independent, and still runs for Senate. It becomes a three-way race for Senate. People were just left and right disassociating themselves from Charlie Crist. There was no mistaking who you were. It was not a gray area that any Republican wanted to be in. Either you were with him or you weren't. And in June of that year, he attended a Crist fundraiser at a friend of his. And he tells you now that he attended it as a favor to his friend, that it wasn't that Crist was there. But you have to remember, this was a volatile time. No Republican, and this is still true now, wanted to be near Charlie Crist with a 10-foot pole. So to be at that fundraiser, to have never asked for his contributions back, we hold up as still supporting Charlie Crist after he changed parties.
All right, let's get back into the time warp machine there. These are pretty heavy words now for somebody who's actively backing Donald Trump, right?
Yeah. It's been a line of attack against Carlos Baruff, not just from this super PAC, but from other candidates who'd been in the Senate race before Marco Rubio got in, have attacked Carlos Baruff for the support of Charlie Crist in 2010.
All right, Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact, thanks for giving us the grist on Crist.
My pleasure.
It is an election year, and the candidates are going to keep on talking. Meanwhile, PolitiFact is going to keep on listening. Check out more rulings at wsfnews.org.